With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
It's like going into Wisconsin.
Well, I got the kicked out of me in Wisconsin once. Forget it.
Snap count on my mind, Romo hand on my butt. I'm the center, and that's what's up, yeah. I touch the ball on every play, and if you see me coming at you, it's time to pray. I got a big beard and a real mean streak. In the bedroom, I'm a super freak. I once ate a whole honey-baked ham. Ask a DT who the f*** I am. My name is Frederick.
Oh, yes. Time for our weekly visit with all global center Travis Frederick, the best center in the galaxy. It's brought to you by Miller Lite, the only beer of the Dallas Cowboys, and delicious tasting Dr. Pepper. And he joins us now live from the Star. Travis Frederick, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing great. How are you guys?
Hey, we're great. Thanks so much for jumping on with us. As you know, Skin is not here today. It's just
so
me and KT and Parker, and Shippy's out too. And Skin is getting his butt implants today, and so he's not going to be at work today or tomorrow. And just wanted to get your thoughts on that. Are you judging him, or are you cool with it?
No, I'm definitely cool with it. That's something I know he's wanted for a really long time, so I just wanted to make sure that he's happy with his decision. I'm supportive of him.
I saw you in the locker room yesterday as well.
It was really nice to see you.
Yeah, you as well. That's 2 days in a row that we've got to speak to each other.
Wow.
But do you have a bit of a head cold or any type of just a basic winter sickness? Your voice sounds a little different.
I do. I do have a little bit of a head cold, but I had that yesterday when I saw you as well.
I noticed yesterday, yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's kind of just been rolling for about 2 weeks now. I'm trying to shake it off.
So when you have a cold like that, mm-hmm. I noticed you shook KT's hand pretty violently yesterday, and you were dapping him up and kind of rubbed something on his arm of his shirt. Were you sneezing into your hand and rubbing your nose and then shaking people's hands or what?
Of course not. No, I had just come out of the shower. I made sure that I washed my hands and everything. I would never approach the media and such distinguished members of the media like you with sneeze hands.
Achoo! Oh, I think I'm coming down with something.
If that's your real sneeze, I'm very impressed by you.
Hey, Travis, so I also in the locker room talked to Christy Scales from on the sidelines, of course, but
she's great, huh?
And her website, 5pointsblue.com, has a picture of you dressed up as Santa again. Did you do that recently?
I did. I went out to the SCORE Foundation event the other night for WIT, and I dress up as Santa Claus, and I help out, the real Santa Claus can't make it to all these events, so he's asked me to help him out, and I put a little dye in the beard and don a red suit.
Man, that's awesome. So you go actual beard, you just dye it white.
That is correct. Yeah, I've found this spray dye that you can spray in, and it just shampoos right out. So it's about a 10-minute transformation.
All right, let's just say, let me put you in a hypothetical situation.
Okay.
You got done with that charity event, mm-hmm. and it was very nice of you to be Santa. And you just stop by maybe a pub to grab a cold one and, just kind of take the edge off after, we're doing, working and relaxing. And you bump into the real Santa there.
Yep.
And the real Santa's looking at you kind of sideways, like, why is this guy impersonating me? And it gets tense between you and Santa. What are you going to do in that situation if he, like, pushes you and says, bring it?
Well, I think that's a tough situation to envision, being that he's enlisted me to help him in this situation. He can't make it to all these events.
But he had a few, and he was a little off his rocker.
Yeah, well, I think there's no excuse for punching Santa Claus. So you kind of have to take it a little bit, maybe avoid, do your best to outrun him. Hopefully I'm in a little bit better shape than he is. A couple kids asked me about why my belly wasn't bigger, so I that did make me feel
respect.
Pretty good. Yeah,
that's awesome. Shots fired at real Santa. So you're saying if the Giants would probably be smart of them to hire a Santa impersonator or dress someone up as Santa because you wouldn't be able to block him because you would be like, I can't touch him, it's Santa.
Well, I think there's a little difference between blocking and punching someone in the face.
Is there?
Yeah, well, the people that you block generally have helmets on, so it doesn't make a lot of sense to punch them in the face because that really hurts. It's happened before. Sometimes on accident you might catch a face mask or something, and it doesn't feel very good on your hand.
Okay, so it is the Giants this week, and I do want to ask you this. I know you don't go up against him much, but he is on the defensive line. What does Jason Pierre-Paul's hand look like up close?
Honestly,
have you ever seen it?
I have not. I'm sure I've seen it. I just haven't paid any attention to it. You know, like when you're out there playing the game, there's a lot of other things going on, not necessarily just looking at people's hands.
Do you get squared up with Snacks Harrison quite a bit?
Oh, yeah. He's probably the number one guy that I'll go against this weekend.
Wow. Okay, so that's a pretty awesome nickname. I mean, obviously, you got your hands full. You're a great player. He's a great player. But will you have an opportunity to just go, hey, man, I know we're about to battle, but kick-ass nickname?
Usually not before the game and not during the game, but maybe after the game, depending on how things go, I'll get a chance to compliment him on his nickname. It is very impressive.
I'm going to ask you a football question now. All right.
Well, these weren't football questions?
Oh, yeah. I guess this does count as football questions.
Yeah, wait.
What are
you saying about my question?
Yeah, these are sports questions. I feel like I have to, like, just in case the bosses are listening, I feel like I have to.
Really point out.
Yeah, I thought you were the boss, KT.
Yeah, well, I kind of am, but I'm not. I've got evidence. So I do want to think about this. So you guys come back and you guys beat the Redskins last Thursday night, and you guys play really well, especially in the second half. You guys were really running the ball really well. And another thing is Dak, too. Dak, you know, the offense started moving when Dak scrambled for a first down. You guys kind of had a rough first quarter. And then Dak scrambles for a first down, then completes a few passes. And it felt like the whole team just got confident. And I know it seems kind of generic, but how much does confidence matter in sport?
I think that confidence does matter. I wouldn't say, in sport. I'm not sure that it's as big of a deal as some people may like point it out to be, like momentum and confidence. Because you are, you know, doing your best to do your job on every play. So there's sort of a balance there. Obviously, when you believe in yourself and you believe in your ability to do your job at the best of your ability, then you play better. And so I do think that there is a little bit of a confidence boost there. I think it certainly helps in my position.
Yeah, please pull that question for a drop interview. Does confidence matter in sport? We will revisit that for sure. I do want to know this. We was it Tuesday night? Heard the Miller Lite Cowboys Hour, and Tyron Smith was on by himself.
Yes,
Lyle wasn't able to make it, and he was great. You know, he doesn't talk a ton to us. Obviously, that's different with you guys, but he was on there by himself for an hour, and he was phenomenal. And he was talking about his relationship with Lyle Collins, and it really sounds like he's taking him under his wing and is mentoring him and helping him and teaching him quite a few things. And then I see him walking through the star side by side. They're inseparable. So what can you tell us about that relationship and how Tyron has helped Lyle?
Yeah, I think that relationship has really grown. L's done a really nice job of kind of trying to make himself fit in and soak in as much knowledge as he can. I know he gets a ton of knowledge from Tyron, obviously, but he gets a lot from Zach as well, playing next to him. They sit next to each other in the meeting room. So L just is doing his best to absorb as much information about that right tackle position as he can, knowing that he hadn't played very much of it and really he didn't have a lot of time to make that adjustment. So it's fun to watch that relationship grow and to see how Tyron is helping him out, because Tyron is really an impressive player and he knows the game so well at this point. He knows his position so well that he can kind of coach up L a little bit.
Okay, Travis, the other day on the show, we power ranked our favorite Christmas songs. Are you capable of power ranking your favorite Christmas songs?
Christmas songs?
Yeah.
Your
top three?
Yeah, we can do that.
Let's do top three.
Top 30.
Top 30.
How many do you think you can do?
Well, the hard part is going backwards. It's way easier when you go forward.
All right, we'll go forward. Let's start at number one. Parker, do you have the numbers you could do here? Because Travis
has
insists
hard for
on
me
it.
Without,
yeah, number one. We're standing
Shippy
by.
Has them. Oh, there it is. Number one is the Christmas song. Like, it's the greatest.
Okay, the Christmas song is Chestnuts Roasting.
Can you sing it? A touch of it?
No, I have a head cold.
Oh, that's right.
Who is Chet?
Chet. Well, Chet's an unfortunate human. It's not a good place to be in. But it is Christmas time, so it does help cheer him up a little bit.
Well done. And you have a lovely singing voice otherwise when you're not clogged up. All right, let's keep going.
Number two is There's No Place Like Home for the Holidays.
There's no place like home for the holidays.
And that hits at home because you don't get to go home for holidays.
Yeah,
for
it's been a long time since that's been able to be home.
Parker?
number three.
Number three is your classic deck the halls.
Oh, kind of a lineman thing, like decking somebody?
Yeah.
No, really more about decorating. I really enjoy Christmas decorations. We have a nice tree in the house. My wife loves decorating. I think it just reminds me of Christmas. It's tough sometimes in Texas where you don't have snow all the time.
Ooh, shots fired at Texas.
Well, you don't necessarily have snow here in this particular area of Texas.
Thank God. When we do, the traffic shuts down.
Yeah, well, yeah. And then so the Christmas decorations help remind me of that snowy, wintry wonderland.
I'm glad you brought up interior decor, and I've never said that to an NFL player before, Travis. But so there's a new trend that I saw that people are doing now, and I guess it's maybe you get more space. They're hanging their Christmas trees backwards. Or upside down.
So I saw something about
that. The tip of the tree's on the ground, and there's a base kind of there to hold it up, and the tree gets bigger as it goes up, and there is more room for presents. I did notice that. I do think it was kind of stupid, though, too. So
yeah, I don't know how I feel about that. I feel like you can easily just put a little stand underneath the tree, and then the presents can fit under the tree themselves.
Yeah.
Instead of like stacking around the tip of the tree.
Mm-hmm. Have you gotten your wife anything yet?
I have. But sometimes she listens to this, so I can't divulge what that might be.
Okay. Well, can you just tell us if you spent a lot of money or you went cheap?
I would say middle of the road on that.
Wow.
We've had some expenditures this year. We're trying to
it's fine.
You got the kid. Yeah, you can't go as
yeah. Yeah, you know, it's really about getting him some presents. You know.
Well, kind of. It's also about getting her. That's fine. Okay. I do want to ask you this with regard to Tyron. You pointed out what a great job he's doing being a mentor to Lyell. KT says that you have a strong stance opposed to mentoring anyone. Is that accurate? Or who are you mentoring?
Well, it's tough for me to specifically pick one area because my job is kind of to bring everybody together. So mentoring might not be the right term for me. More of a cohesive, I don't know. Group thinking. Synergy expert, maybe.
You're mentoring everyone?
No, that's not the case. there are several guys that are much better than I am on this offensive line. But, you know, I just try and bring everybody together and get us all on the same page.
That
is really nice of you to mentor KT in the radio
I didn't
game.
Believe it when KT said that. I was like, nah, I don't buy that.
Also, when I think I was off a couple weeks ago, I was accused of having a low grade on Travis in the draft.
It's funny what happens when you're not around. Huh?
Yeah, now that Skin's not here, I'm going to be honest. Skin thought Travis was a fifth rounder. KT and I said first rounder. We were shocked you lasted as long as you did.
Well, you know, you got to evaluate what you see, you know, and perhaps the tape that he saw was not impressive, and he just didn't have that great of a grade.
Okay, the mood has got to be better around the team after a W. I know it's simple, but you know, three losses, you guys get the win. Did you immediately see spirits lifted, or is it just because every game's so important it didn't really have that big of an impact?
Yeah, it's kind of right away you see a little bit of an impact. So right after the game, obviously the locker room is a much different place right after the game, but we do get Monday off, sort of, and Tuesday's kind of a half day. So Monday and Tuesday you might see that a little bit, but by the time we come back to work on Wednesday for the actual first real practice day, everybody's pretty much moved on to the next week, and you're back to the grindstone.
All right, Travis, I guess we're about out of time.
Well, I really enjoyed our time today. Unfortunate that Skin couldn't join us, but it was really nice to have Parker around.
Was it?
Yes, he was very helpful.
In what way? I mean, I'll be open-minded to it. I'm just curious as to how you mean.
You know, there's some different things that Parker does that Shippy doesn't necessarily do. I think they both are really great in each, and they each have their own ways of being.
Who do you have a higher grade on?
KT.
No, out of Parker and Shippy.
KT.
KT is the answer. You know, I think I deal with Shippy more, so I have to say that I know him a little bit better than I know Parker.
In your face,
that
Parker.
Is correct. You answered that correct. Okay, hey Travis, we always appreciate your time. We wish you good luck this week. Let's keep this win party going. Let's make it two in a row because we kind of need to win out, don't we?
Well, it's tough to say exactly how the playoff picture is going to unfold, but I will say that we definitely are focused on winning this game. Because that's not going to hurt us in any way. It's only going to help us.
Awesome. Well said, as always. Do you have anything else for us?
You know, like I said, I really enjoyed our time together, and hopefully we can do it again next week.
What do you mean, hopefully? Are you saying you might pull out of this arrangement and not do it?
No, I would never do that. I would never. but, you know, you guys might have better things to do. I know
you usually play the today game
at this time. Sir, so I'm kind of bumped them out of the way.
Sir, there's nothing we'd rather do than visit with you. It's the best thing we do as
I'm
a show.
Sure.
Thanks for taking the time, Travis. We really appreciate it.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, there he goes. The great Travis Frederick. That's the best dude in sports right there.
It is.
He won our white guy bracket.
Yeah.
He beat Dirk.
I mean.
That was crazy.
Yeah.
Or did Dirk win?
I don't remember.
Okay, we'll have to get the bracket.
I know Michael Young didn't make it.
Yeah. Travis?
I think he's gone.
Sorry, he and I are bonding.
Okay, all right, there he goes. That was Parker.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.